Maybe a staff report. You want to be last?
I'll be last.
All right. Start with Christina.
I just want to remind everybody that Form 700 is on April 1st.
Form 700.
Oh, yeah.
If you need a paper copy, let me know, because I mentioned previously their electronic database for Form 700 isn't working this year.
We can't hear you back there.
The Form 700s are due April 1st, and if you need a paper copy, let me know. I can email you one, because the county's electronic database is not currently working.
The county.
I'm assuming you can still go online.
It was an active one.
Yes.
That you put all the information in, print out.
Correct.
That's on the FPPC site.
That's the state's site.
Okay.
That's the FPPC website.
Okay, thank you.
And then I was just going to let you know that Sisera's NeoGov site launched last Friday, and we opened the accounting manager position, so we're now starting our own recruitments.
Okay. Sweet. What's the dollar amount again, the report? I couldn't find it. I tried to look online. It's still 50. I didn't know if it changed.
In total of 460, is it total?
But let's say a person takes out the lunch, it's $35 one time, and then they do it again, $35 again. Does that become the 50 because it's accumulated?
Yeah, that becomes the 50.
It's not per.
Yeah, that becomes the 50.
I think I'll just stick it.
It's cumulative.
Okay.
Tim?
Just a quick FYI, one of the individuals associated with the Angela Gordon Energy Credit Opportunity Funds left the firm. It was the head of the non-investment grade division. His backup will be stepping into that role. They're not planning on replacing him. It's one of the four individuals that were identified in the key man provision, correct? So it doesn't trigger the key man provision, but it's of concern to us. We're going to be conducting an on-site visit in conjunction with our annual meeting here in a couple weeks.
Okay, Karen?
Quick update with regards to AB 1853. That bill was introduced a couple of weeks ago, sponsored by Sackers. This is a bill that, if enacted, would allow 37 Act systems, retirement systems, to become independent from the county. It provides a menu of options for boards to select from in terms of just how independent they would like to be, with the model that we opted for being one of the options as well, which took all of the retirement staff from county employment into retirement system employment.
We'll probably have trailblazing again.
Probably have a more in-depth discussion of this in the next few months when we talk about other pending bills.
Is that likely to be supported or neutral or fought by labor on a state level?
I really don't know.
Don't know. Okay.
I think it's neutral. I don't think we're cares from what I've heard. Okay. There's opposition.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. No outside advisors. Trustees. Oh, I'm sorry. I was saving you for last.
That's okay.
What I meant by that was after the meeting. You'll be up.
I didn't mention how last, right?
So on February 25th, IT staff cut over data services from the county. It was very successful, very smooth transition, seamless to our employees, which is awesome. I would like to extend many, many thanks and congratulations to our IT manager, San Liu, and his whole IT team. They've done a phenomenal job. A lot of planning and hard work went into that. The county was it was a very collaborative project, and I thank them and their do it for their assistance in this. And Ed Wu, his team did a great job. We've had ongoing discussion with employees about, you know, providing training and really living our mission and values. And along those lines, at the next all staff meeting, there's going to be an integrity presentation and discussion with staff. That's pretty exciting. And then at the next meeting on March 24th, after the general board meeting, there will be an audit committee meeting where our external auditor will be here to give a brief overview of the 2015 audit. That's all I had.
Okay. Moving to trustee comments.
In law enforcement, call it integrity what you do when nobody's watching.
There you go.
Trustee.
Just a
By way of information here, the state treasurer, John Chang, he regularly sends out newsletters by email, and I'm not sure if you're subscribed to that, but last week, I passed this on to Tim, he had sent out the announcement that the Pew Charitable Trust is supporting this idea of greater transparency needed when it comes to fees of private equity and other investment managers the public pension investors are charged. And anyway, it was a really good article. If anybody's interested in that, I can forward it on, or Tim, do you have a copy of that? I don't know if you want to speak to that, what you shared with me.
Sure. I mean, this is an ongoing area of concern. We're pushing for more and more transparency as time goes by. Candidly, it's where a fund of funds is a great partner to us because they're pushing for that on our behalf, and then we can have the conversation through them. It's an imperfect model. I'll fully admit that. But you know, I think it's important to keep in mind that net of all fees, we've still seen private equity be quite additive to our programs. I think that's been true of most investors, probably more true of us. We were earlier than a lot of our peers in private equity back in the mid-90s. But it's a model always in need of improvement, and ILPA has come out. ILPA is the International Limited Partners Association, of which we are a member. They came out with a template that they're encouraging their members to use when communicating with private equity managers. We're still in evaluations. It's again, it's an imperfect model, but we're trying to see if there's parts of that we can use with our managers.
Cool. And Gail, did you want to speak to Paul Angelo? This condition, did you send out an email on Paul?
We did get an email.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had a status on that or anything else.
Phone number? Let me get the
No, I don't have any additional information besides what was sent out in the email, and that Paul Angelo from Siegel, has been has received a recent diagnosis, and he's going to be pursuing treatment. John Monroe is still on our account. He's been on our account for many, many years, and I have no doubt that Siegel will continue to support us well.
Right. No concerns then?
No.
I had one thought. I quickly looked at what materials I had, and I didn't have any kind of a email contact for Paul, just to say thinking about you and hope the treatment goes well.
Get a card.
We
could just send that to the...
I can send you his email address.
Fine.
I'd like it as well.
Okay,
I'd like
it too.
It looks like he's still receiving the Siegel email and still reading it.
Okay.
And all that. So I'll give you the email address, and we'll do a card and send it around at the next meeting.
Email, we can please write him some if you want.
Okay. Any other trustee comments? If not, it's been a long day, and thank you all. And
good day.
I think a productive one.
So next meeting is 24.